Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, Brother Mike, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, Jack, thanks. It's always good to talk to you and listen to your show. Great show as always. I want to comment briefly about this one caller and then mention a couple things, too, that you may not be aware of. The one caller that initially called in about the particle beam, that guy is a disinfo agent and a clown. I'm with DC911truth.org.
Yeah.
And I saw you a couple summers ago at the Ron Paul get-up. I was the tall guy with the gray hair and the glasses who shook your hand after you talked. I don't know if you remember me or not.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, but at any rate, though, I'm with DC 911 Truth. We put out the Rock Creek Free Press. I'm not involved with the group as much as I used to be, but it's a good group. I'm the only paleo conservative in the group, but that's beside the point. But basically, one of our members, former members, Greg Jenkins, did an interview with Judy Woods and just made her look ridiculous. The whole thing, particle beam, is just absurd. It's something to make the real 9/11 truthers look ridiculous. So the guy that called up is just a clown and a disinfo agent, so he needs to be ignored. And my philosophy is, why kill a fly with a sledgehammer when you can use a fly swatter? You know, where are we going to put the particle beam? If it's in outer space, how is it going to hit the building? So that's totally absurd. But I want to bring up three things to your attention. Obama signed a...
Okay, let's go to Guy in Arkansas. Guy...
For those out there who are in doubt about exotic weaponry used on the Twin Towers, if it hasn't been scrubbed off the web yet, it may still be on there. I don't know which tower it was or how long it was after the towers were down. But it seems like this camera shot was specifically meant to show the there's about 5 or 6, 7 floors of the aluminum siding, the facade, still standing, kind of like on an angle that hadn't been totally collapsed. And if you watch this, all of a sudden this aluminum siding, we're talking about maybe five, seven floors worth of that aluminum siding, outside siding, all of a sudden it starts crumbling. And by the time it hits the ground, it's in powderized form. It's an extremely interesting shot. We're here, it's standing in one piece, and all of a sudden it starts crumbling into smaller pieces, and by the time the smaller pieces get to the ground, it's in a powderized form. It's an extremely...
Yeah. Okay, Guy, hang on. We'll be back with you right after these important messages. Let's go right back to Guy in Arkansas. Go right ahead, Guy.
Yeah, Jack, that's about all I really wanted to say, and I really don't want to take up any more time for any other callers that need to come in, so I'll just leave it at that and urge people to try and find that piece of video, watch it really closely, and I do recommend everyone go to Dr. Wood's website and look at her efforts. It's extremely enlightening and informative.
Yes.
Thank you, Jack. God bless you.
Okay, Guy. God bless you and have a happy new year. I hope we all have a happy new year anyway. Okay, folks, we're out of callers. I just want to say some things to you here is that we always have controversy in our callers, you know, and I have to do some research and look up some of these things to find out what's what and do my own evaluation, which I like to do and I know how to do because I was at a top secret clearance in the military and worked with the intel people and then was a police investigator and worked with law enforcement agencies, local, state, and federal, as a police investigator, so I know how to investigate. So I will thank the people for calling in and giving this information. I've written some notes here, and I will look up these things and see what I can find out, because I don't want to accept anybody saying anything that I can't prove. Okay, and that they don't have evidence to back it up. So I will look into these things and appreciate you calling in. And folks, I tell you, the best thing I can tell you and most important thing I can tell you is that prayer works.